This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another dose of Dopamine Detox Challenge. Your boy Jake Carter here, ready to help you navigate this crazy digital world one screen-free step at a time. Today's topic? A bit personal, a bit universal, managing stress and anxiety. Ever feel like your brain is running on overdrive, buzzing with that constant, to-do list symphony playing in the background? You know that feeling when you just want to hit the pause button on life for 5 minutes? Yeah, me too. And trust me, I'm not talking about scrolling through social media, though we all know how tempting that can be. I'm talking about finding genuine ways to calm the storm inside your head. Because let's face it, in today's hyper-connected world, stress and anxiety are practically our unofficial companions. We're bombarded with information, deadlines, expectations. It's a recipe for overwhelm. But here's the good news. We have the power to change that. We can reclaim our mental space and find peace amidst the chaos. Think of this podcast episode as your personalized toolkit for conquering those pesky stress monsters. Get ready to learn some practical techniques, unlock hidden resources within yourself, and rediscover the joy of a calm, clear mind. First up, let's talk about mindfulness, not just another trendy buzzword, but a real game changer. It's all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Imagine yourself sitting in your favorite park, feeling the sun on your skin, hearing the birds chirping. Simple stuff, right? But it can be surprisingly powerful. When you focus on your senses and anchor yourself in the now, you break free from those spiraling thoughts that fuel anxiety. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there. Even just 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Second, movement is magic. I'm not talking about grueling gym sessions, unless that's your thing, no judgment. Just find something you enjoy, a brisk walk in nature, dancing to your favorite tunes, a playful yoga session. Exercise releases those feel-good endorphins and helps clear your head. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. Plus, it gets your blood flowing and boosts your energy levels, a win-win. Third, let's talk about sleep, or rather, the lack of it. We all know that feeling when you're running on fumes because you haven't slept properly. It amplifies stress and anxiety tenfold. So prioritize those ZZs, aim for 7 to 8 hours a night, create a relaxing bedtime routine, and ditch the screens at least an hour before bed. Think of it as self-care. Your brain will thank you for it. Fourth, connection is key. We humans are social creatures, wired to crave connection and belonging. Spending time with loved ones, nurturing those relationships, can be incredibly grounding. It reminds us that we're not alone in this journey. Don't underestimate the power of a good laugh, a heartfelt conversation, or even just a virtual chat with someone who gets you. And finally, don't forget to say, no, sometimes. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your well-being. Overcommitting yourself can lead to stress overload. Learn to delegate tasks, politely decline requests that drain your energy, and create space for activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're walking through your favorite park, sunlight dappling through the trees, birds singing their sweet melodies. The air is fresh, and you feel a sense of calm wash over you. You're not letting your mind race with anxieties, but instead, you're present in this moment. This peaceful state, that's what we're striving for. Remember, managing stress and anxiety isn't about achieving some unattainable state of bliss. It's about finding tools and techniques that work for you, creating space for self-care, and embracing moments of peace amidst the chaos. Think of this podcast episode as your starting point, a springboard to explore these techniques further, experiment, and discover what brings you true tranquility. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media using hashtag Dopamine Detox Challenge. Let's create a community of support and shared wisdom. Until next time, keep those screens at bay and those minds calm and focused.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.